Her giant black dress made a crinkling sound as she turned to me. It looked like a heap at a plastics landfill, all shiny, crumpled ruffles. Her crown twinkled to match her eyes, the delicate twists of white LEDs and gold filigree catching a neon glow. Our empire is fading, Maria. You and your husband will have to forge a new path into the future if we're to survive. What do you mean, Mati? You're still a frivolous young thing, glued to your holophone. But you're only 17. You'll grow, and you'll learn until you find your way as queen in your own right. It won't do to repeat the mistakes of your parents. I hope you'll learn from mine. I couldn't remember her admitting to a mistake before that day. Not once. Not the Empress of the Australands. I asked, "Which mistakes, Mama?" There are those who will tell you that tradition is the way to victory. I expected her to continue, but she trailed off. What do you mean, Mama? She was silent. We watched the little worker droids in the courtyard as they blasted over air the paving stones to stir the snow away. When my mother was a little girl, snowfall used to be pure white and shimmering. My tutor told me that. Then some eco disaster happened. It turned the snow into the dull, dirty stuff that swirled around the chrome columns of the palace, leaving dark streaks as it melted that had to be scrubbed away by worker droids. It's hard to see past yourself, past the crown. You'll find out soon enough what I mean. Change is not just inevitable. It is natural. We may not like to think in such terms, but I believe it's foolish to ignore reality. Now that I'm older, I can see. Our empire is fading. That phrase again. It meant nothing to me yet, my stomach a glitch of fluttering nerves. I don't understand. I had been prepared for a lecture about how small-minded I was. This was something else. Are you afraid? She asked. I wasn't sure if she meant about the supposed fate of the empire or about the fact that within 24 hours, I would be sent to marry Louis Auguste, Dauphin of the Frank Kingdom, a complete stranger, a total mystery with almost zero social media presence. Of course I was scared. But when you're a princess, you say what people want to hear, not how you really feel. I had strong smile muscles, so I flexed them. I'm excited, Mama. I'm going to be the Frank Dauphine. I'm going to make you proud. Good. There's no reason to be afraid. All empires pass. She hugged me then. I can still remember exactly how warm she was, how her perfume smelled like roses and amber. She placed her hands on the back of my neck and my left shoulder blade. I can feel as clearly as if it were happening now, even though I'm miles and miles from Schönbrunn Palace and my Mutti. The memory makes a lump rise in my throat, but I breathe in the cooled air of the cruiser and calm myself. We flew across the border of the Frank Kingdom about an hour ago. I've looked at the tracker screen above Ambassador Mercy's head 1,000 times. It shows our clunky cruiser as a blue square, flanked by the white triangles of our escort, blinking toward the grid of lights below labeled Paré. My heart skips a beat. Paré is the most lit city in the world, literally. It is filled with legendary amounts of neon. Thousands of Frank kids have been hashing me in photos and videos of parties and clubs and cafes leading up to my arrival, all to greet me. I press my face to the cool glass for my first real glimpse of Paré. In the dark, I can't see much but the realm's escort cruisers. Way more chic than our model. They're off-white, with a long, pointed nose and a curving pilot's window like a big eye. There's no passenger section because they're small and made for speed, kind of like a sport cruiser. I bet they're way more fun than our behemoth with red velvet seats, stiff as old antiques. I can barely tell we're moving. Except for the lights of Paré, growing closer and closer until they become a big tangle below us. Traffic flashes in the air lanes beneath ours, weaving a pattern of headlights over the multicolored glow far below. The minute my toe touches Frank soil outside the cruiser, I will be the Dauphine. The Frank Dauphine doesn't cry. The Frank Dauphine is going home, and she is delighted to meet her people and her lovely future husband. I repeat those things twice. It really doesn't work. My stomach nuts up again.